persuasions, all denominations in the world today, 35,000 full-time vocational missionaries. So I'm one of 35,000 people doing exactly the same thing. Word of Life has about 1,000 of them, or 1,200. Depends on how you count, whether they're all fully supported or part-time. But there are 35,000 full-time couples in ministry from all the Christian denominations, reaching the world. How many does God send? How many missionaries are in verses 5 through 8? 100 and what? 144,000. Four times as many as we have today. When God fields a mission team, He aboundingly, exceedingly sends them out. And by the way, these people seem to know every language of the world, and they're also invulnerable. You can't kill them. God protects them. And they crisscross the world, and they walk through every alley, every slum, every desert, every country, every land, looking every person in the eye, sharing the gospel. And the result is in verse 9. An innumerable number of people come to Christ. Verse 14, John says, what's going on? And the angel says, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Most of them come out as martyrs. And that's what's significant about this. How Jesus shows his love is in the first three verses. Look down in your Bibles. I saw four angels standing. They hold back the four winds. Verse 2, another angel arises. Verse 3, it says, don't harm the earth or the sea or the trees. In other words, don't pour out the wrath on the earth until these commandos, these 144,000 missionaries are sealed. Now, that's what happens in Revelation. What is sealing? Well, number one, God is sealing a group of individuals that are all Jews. Did you know Jews today don't know what tribe they're from? I go to Israel at least once a year, sometimes twice. You know what? You want to bother a Jew? Go up to him and say, what tribe are you from? They go, they don't know, because all the genealogical records were destroyed with the Herodian temple. Now, what's interesting, some of the groups do know because their names, like have you ever heard of a Jewish person named Cohen or Kahane or, you know, K-A or K-H-A-N-E or K or C-O-H-E-N? All of those Jewish names come from the Levitical term of the Kohanim, the workers in the temple, the Levitical people. They know their names. A few other names of tribal peoples have survived, but the rest don't know what tribe they're in. God knows what tribe they're in. He picks 12,000 from Judah, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh. That's what you read in 5 through 8. From Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. Wait a minute. Are those the 12 sons of Joseph? I mean, of Jacob? Are those the 12 tribes of Israel? I mean, Joseph's in there, Benjamin's in there, but wait a minute, Manasseh is Joseph's son. Whoa, these aren't the 12 tribes. This is a representative. By the way, the 12 tribes, there were the 12 sons, then there are the two sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, which makes 14. And God interchangeably uses those 14 names as the 12 groupings of the Israelites. So don't worry about it. It's not a typo. The tribe of Dan isn't part of the 144,000 because they apostatized. The tribe of Ephraim isn't in there because they likewise, it says in Psalm 78, turned away. And so God picked, put in Joseph and one of his sons and used them to make up the 144,000.